From the Capitol in Madison, this is WIS Politics Midday.
I'm Stephanie Hoff, your host, and this podcast is brought to you by Spectrum. Wisconsin is the center of focus for the 2020 presidential election, drawing attention from all sides of the political spectrum. Papabletti is on the line today. To start, Governor Tony Evers endorsed presumptive Dem nominee Joe Biden, pledging to do everything he can to help elect the former vice president.
That's right, Stephanie. And one thing that's kind of worth noting in all this is that Governor Evers chose not to endorse a candidate ahead of the state's April 7th primary. Now, at that point, remember, Senator Bernie Sanders, who was, of course, Joe Biden's main rival for the nomination, hadn't dropped out. He dropped out one day after that April 7th election. And another thing worth noting here, Stephanie, is our golden rule here at WIS Politics, kind of crafted by our fearless leader, J.R. Ross, is that endorsements don't really mean much unless they come with either money or infrastructure. Now, we don't know for sure if Evers is going to put his fundraising prowess towards helping Joe Biden, but what I found interesting out of this whole statement that was released by the Biden campaign featuring quotes from Evers with this endorsement is exactly what you mentioned at the top, that quote saying that he's going to do everything he can to help Joe Biden get elected. Because while it might not be money for sure yet, one thing we do know is that few people have the amount of levers to pull when it comes to pitching in with infrastructure as a governor of a state does.
This evening, we'll know if there will be two more candidates on the presidential ballot joining Biden and Trump for the fall election. Is that right?
Well, let's start with a more traditional one, Stephanie. That's Libertarian presidential candidate Jo Jorgensen. Now, she says that she's turning in enough signatures to qualify for the Wisconsin ballot. So under state law, that means between 2,000 and 4,000 valid signatures, along with a declaration of candidacy by today's deadline. So the campaign for Jorgensen announced early this morning it had turned in the sufficient amount of signatures to qualify for the ballots not only here in Wisconsin, but also in Pennsylvania and in Maryland. Now, remember, these signatures do undergo a review process to determine if they are valid. This has tripped up a couple candidates in some state legislative races. The other candidate that we're talking about here is, of course, entertainer, music star, all-around pop culture phenomenon Kanye West, who New York Magazine reported yesterday West had hired a petitioning firm to help him gather the signatures he needed in order to make this last-minute push. Now, election observers will be watching closely. If he does manage to get these in, those signatures that he does have on there will be under scrutiny for sure.
Also happening today, Second Lady Karen Pence will be in Milwaukee for a veteran roundtable.
That's right. And the Pences have been in Wisconsin a lot this year. So Karen Pence is joining Acting Deputy Secretary of Veterans Affairs Pamela Powers in a visit to the Milwaukee VA. And what they're doing there is a roundtable on preventing veteran suicide, and also kind of boosting art therapy. They also have a stop planned at a veteran-owned brewery.
It wouldn't be a visit to Wisconsin without visiting a brewery. Isn't that right, Pat?
Absolutely, Stephanie. That's absolutely right.
And you can continue to see coverage on the lead-up to the 2020 election at wispolitics.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Thanks for tuning in.
This has been WIS Politics Midday. For more state government and political news, visit wispolitics.com.